I started to find out more about Michelle Lyons. I knew where she lived. I knew that she had an older brother who drove a sky blue Fiesta XR2 too fast, and I also knew that together they'd lived with their father. As far as I could tell, Mum was nowhere to be seen. And school? Well, for me, that became less about staring out of the window and more about staring at Michelle Lyons, examining every inch of her person, breathing in every one of her perfect curves, noting every subtle nuance of her form. But getting her to notice me was a far more difficult matter. Annoyingly, a skinny, gawky lad who I'd always hated, Mike Paris, lived near Michelle and had got to know her, even walking home from school with her some days. This mystified me. Firstly, Mike had a haircut straight out of medieval times, a stylish bowl number with an axe wound parting down the middle that made him look like Henry V on a 70s fishing trip. He also wore grey shirts that showed off huge sweat marks under his arms whenever he took his blazer off. His only interest in life seemed to centre around racing go-karts with his dad at weekends, tales of which I'd hear whispers of whenever he and his boring cohorts got together. This obviously didn't stop me deciding to become his mate. One Wednesday afternoon, we were instructed by our geography teacher to go and count all the different types of cars that went along the main road near our school. I felt that Mike Paris would be the ideal partner for this no doubt important scholastic task. "Mike, have you got anyone to do this thing with?" I inquired. No, he replied,